parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Good Saturday morning from the Thunder Country Weather Center. I'm Beth Hunter with this weather update for all of southern Iowa. A hot day today, your high around 89 degrees. This will be the end of these almost 90 degree temperatures for the next week. Gusty winds this afternoon, and for your Sunday, the high around 74. Clear skies for the remainder of your week with a high in the mid to upper 70s.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome into your Coach's Corner. We have crash landed here at Hardee's this morning. Shane Holmes, and I've been holding on to this voice, and I don't know, buddy, a lot of talking last night. Surprise, surprise. One of the things that you know, when you are born into this world and you hear the most beautiful sound you ever hear, and you realize it's your own voice, the world's in trouble. That has happened to me, I think, at about 8 years old.
And you're only losing it on the weekend, so
yeah.
It's always handy.
Yeah, my wife
he made
wishes
it through
that.
The night, so yeah, I'm sure Scarlett wished it the other way around.
Well, hey, what a fun night of football, though. Was that just a ton of fun?
You know, have fun every weekend covering these games. But when they put on a show like that, it just makes it that much more enjoyable. And a game these seniors are going to remember forever. Believe me, we've all been there, and boy. That's a lot of memories made last night for this Albie football team.
A big win for Albie, 41-7, and now they got to take the show on the road to West Burlington. And my brother was texting me this morning. He lives in the shadows of the school there, and I think his wife works in the school district.
Oh, wow.
But there's two really good athletes. As a matter of fact, one of them... And, of course, here's Lance's text. My brother Lance... Collins erupts for 367 yards and 5 touchdowns as the Falcons top the Hawks. And he sent me a whole list. Coach Huber's in the house. Well, he's eating his biscuits and gravy right now, getting ready to talk with us. And good news, Coach Huber. My brother Lance has been doing all the scouting. He's got it all here for you on about a 5-paragraph text coming in this morning. Shane, already trying to figure out how to beat West Burlington. I think last night that offense that we've been talking about that's been so close of breaking through and going from being a good to a great offense, I think last night they certainly took a big step forward.
Definitely. And, you know, you have so many playmakers. I think 6 different guys ran the ball. I think around 6 different guys caught the ball. So when you have that many weapons, you can be dangerous.
Well, dangerous is going to be this broadcast. We've got to work faster this morning. By the way, I want to thank Lathrop Construction last night, giving out $100. Wow. This is just what's contagious about the good nature of a small town. Michael Smead Tree Service texts in. I want to give $100 away too, so we gave another $100 away, and of course Matt Jones that calls in and we're out here at Hardee's, and he says, "Hey, wait. We went in some of this fun."
Yeah,
so they
definitely
gave another $100.
I'm always amazed since I've been, you've joined me to be part of this group, that the generosity of this community is outstanding. And
blows you away, doesn't it? Somewhere.
Like last night, it's contagious.
Very contagious. Losing my voice wasn't contagious. Shane. But, hey, I'm trying to get the scores from last night because I think it would be good to go through the scores. And we want to run, of course, we brought you 8 ball games last night, including that EBF victory last night, 54-26, the Rockets. Van Meter and Sheraton last night, Jason Stewart brought that call. Let's hear from Jason and get his breakdown of that ball game that took place over in Sheraton last night.
Sheraton Chargers welcomed the number 4 ranked Van Meter Bulldogs to Reynolds Field Friday night for a Class 2A District 7 matchup. Van Meter used their athleticism in the first half to score 3 touchdowns and added a 41-yard field goal. The Chargers were able to put a drive together of their own and scored on a 23-yard field goal from Landon Chip to make the score 24-3 at half in favor of the Bulldogs. Van Meter would add 2 touchdowns in the second half through the air, both over 20 yards each, to build a 38-3 lead. And from there, the running clock took over, and that's how the game would finish. Van Meter 38, Sheraton 3. Sheraton moves to 3-3 on the season and 1-2 in district play. It sets up an important game for the Chargers next week at Clarinda, as Sheraton will be looking to even their record in Class 2A District 7 and gain a footing for a spot in the playoffs. Once again, your final tonight from Sheraton with Van Meter 38, Sheraton 3. This is Jason Stewart reporting for Thunder Country AIIC.
Jason Stewart, the great voice there of the Sheraton Chargers, a tough opponent last night. But, you know, they gave him a fight.
Yeah, you know, keeping Van Meter to 38 points, that's a big accomplishment. And a lot of good football being played around here. And another good team around here is Ottumwa, maybe the surprise team of the year, I think. A new coach, new program, and, man, he came out of the gate rolling. I think we all picked against Ottumwa that week one, and we have not done that again. We haven't picked them against them since then, and a big win for Ottumwa last night, 41-34 over Ames in a tight game, which is kind of a great thing to have this time of year. You want to blow everybody out, don't get me wrong, but to see the toughness of your team here a little in the meat of the season. And we got a recap from Jason Van Arkle on this one, and let's hear what he had to say about the game.
The Ottumwa High football team had a hard-fought battle tonight in the quest to go to 6-0 on the season, but the Bulldogs got it done. They rallied to beat Ames 41-34 at Schaefer Stadium. The teams kept trading touchdowns back and forth. It was tied at 14 at the half. Each team scored twice in the third quarter. The Bulldogs did get a blocked extra point, so they had a narrow lead. They took an 8-point lead on a long touchdown run by Kobe Chantalavon. Ames tied it right back up with a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, but then a big kick return would set up the final Ottumwa touchdown drive. They go ahead with just a minute and 50 seconds left, and then Caden Lockwood picks off a pass to seal the deal as the Bulldogs knock off the Little Cyclones. Chantalavon ended the night, by my count, 21 carries, 247 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And again, Ottumwa got the job done without its leading rusher, Cam Maneri, who was sidelined with an ankle sprain. Bulldogs win 41-34. They're 6-0. They'll face Waukee Northwest at home next Friday night. You can see all the action next Friday night on BulldogsNetwork.tv. I'm Jason Van Arkle.
Boy, he does a great job down there. What a fun game he had to broadcast. And, Shane, that was a We Are Real statement.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's a big win for them. And, you know, they were down. They brought it back up. And then Ames kind of came back on them a little bit. But a just tough-fought game. And the future is bright over there in Ottumwa. It's pretty exciting to see the development of this team.
Well, North Mahaska last night, coming up on the short side, the husband-wife duo, the only husband-wife broadcast duo in the entire country, and Mike Gipple will give us a breakdown of the Warhawks game last night.
All right, we're here with Coach Bennett. Coach, North Mahaska had a game effort tonight, losing to the Wayne 14-9. What's your thoughts on this evening's game?
You know, I thought our defense played a really, really good game. Pretty much, I mean, all game, other than 2 big plays. They didn't give up much. Offensively, we just couldn't get the ball going. And I mean, you could tell that we were kind of missing a big piece of our offense tonight, and it was just hard getting anything going.
I think this game tonight, if we got to look for the bright side, let's look at that key piece of offense that you're missing, why he couldn't get you some on his arm. Let's talk about Lucas. Might have set a school record tonight.
Yeah, you know what? Lucas did set a field goal record tonight, 42 yards. He broke the previous record of 34. So, I mean, it was a fairly easy field goal for him, I thought. He could have probably kicked another 10 yards. But I'm happy for him for that. I just wish we could have got one, you know, for him tonight. So, his senior year, he could finish in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%, Coach. Thank you for your time. I'm going to let you go. I know you got a lot of things. Thank you very much.
That is Mike Gipple, and you heard that the Warhawks come out a little short last night in a really important ball game. Again, all these games are important because what's at stake, Shane, is a playoff berth, and you know that's why I do love the expanded format, and it allows more teams to have more important games at the end of the year, regardless of your record. You know these last two games for every team matters. You get a couple of wins, and you're in the playoffs.
So many teams are still in the playoff hunt, and it makes it so much more exciting. And boy, if you're out of it, or about this time of the year, it's just kind of a downer for your team and your fans. So it's great to have that many teams in a playoff.
We've got Coach Todd Ratliff here. We're going to talk with Coach here in just a second. Coach Huber's in the house. We're going to talk with Tom Kakert, Bill Sills, Hawkeye and Cyclone Report.com. A quick rundown of your scoreboard last night. Van Meter 38, Sheridan 3, Clinton over Oskaloosa 26-24. As you heard there, Tomo of the Bulldogs victorious over Ames last night 41-34. EBF all over Cardinal 54-26. Sigourney Kyoto, the Cobras, strike and then put the Anaconda squeeze on. And Pella Christian goes down last night to the Cobras 42-21. Wayne over North Mahaska 14-9. Pella gets by Newton 35-28. Clarinda all over Clark in a homecoming shutout there by Clarinda 64-0 over Clark. Pekin with a big win over Highland 61-13. Moravia, an impressive win over Melcher Dallas last night, 55-22. Montezuma in an upset over Belle Plaine, ninth rated in the state, 28-24. The decision there. And then I-35 in Centerville, the Big Red on a run. They get by I-35, the Roadrunners, 20-14 in that final. Grinnell out in front of South Tama, 45-7. PCM showing why they are one of the top teams in the state. They eradicate Vinton Shelburg, 52-8. And Nevada shuts out Knoxville, 49-0. And Williamsburg over Fairfield, 54-12. We'll take a quick timeout, come right back. Coach Ty Ratliff is in the house, and we're going to run through cross country this week, and then Coach Huber's going to join us. Looks like the bell ringer's up in Adam, of course. You know, the bell ringer's up above all of Southern Iowa there in Georgetown, Shane, and he sees that sun coming up, and he watches it go down.
He got a big win last night. I'm sure it's easy to get up this morning.
Yeah, let's see. He's got some biscuit and gravy on his plate. He's going to be all ready to go when we come back to the Fast Hour, and already you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
My whole business just went up in flames. But my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan. I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance, they made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Phantom Fall Fest is back at Adventureland, taking screams to the extreme with terrifying haunted houses, spine-tingling scare zones, and your favorite Adventureland rides in the dark. Play all day, fright all night at Phantom Fall Fest. Select days through October 27th. There's horror around every corner at Adventureland, the home of Iowa's best chills. Get 50% off tickets online now.
The biggest sports events play here. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
Now the fastest hour on all radio. Welcome back in to Coach's Corner. Crash landing here at Hardee's. And Shane, man, you think about all the fun activities going on, and the coach is busy, and homecoming week, and you know, football steals a lot of the headline. No, the focus, because I don't know if they're stealing all the headlines, because there was a big volleyball game this weekend, and EBF and the Lady D's, and of course, cross country's been taking writing their own headlines for a long time here.
Oh, definitely, they're having a great season, both the boys and the girls.
Coach, headlines, man, you guys just continue to write your story.
Yeah, I'm going to break away with the headlines today. Yeah, Mr. Perry, Dave Perry made it home.
How's he doing?
So I got to go up and see him on Thursday, and he was super excited. Came home Friday, so just so thankful for that. And, you know, while he was out, his band went down to Pancake Day last weekend and took first place in the 3A division. I think they're looking to do the same over at Oktoberfest today. So, Mr. Perry, we're glad you're back with us, and that band's just a rolling. You know, not to toot their own horns, but they're having a pretty good season as well.
Oh, they're a hit, though.
They are. Yeah, no, we had a...
That was a cymbal swing.
They did a great job last night. That halftime show is really cool, you know. So they kind of get overlooked sometimes, but, man, it's so cool to have a great band out there.
And the dance
team. The atmosphere is, the flags, it was great.
You know, it's one thing I love about you, Coach. You're going to get to your team here, but, you know, you're all in blue, man. You are all in blue. You celebrate all the kids, and it's good stuff.
Yeah, you know, 3 years ago, when I bought my son the quads, my wife's like, are you sure you want to do that? I'm like, I'm 100% sure. So I just love watching him play and the rest of that group. You know, it's not a small group, but, boy, they perform well for their size. But, yeah, we performed pretty well for our size this week as well up in Knoxville. Our guys' team had a really solid day. You know, Brendan Lehart's just running like a big cat right now. He was top 15 again. And when we run down through these teams, Grinnell was there in Oskaloosa, Knoxville, a bunch of 3A teams. Des Moines Lincoln was there. Indianola's JV was there. Marshalltown was there. West Des Moines Valley had their JV team there. So it wasn't like we're going to meets with our team, and, you know, it's not just small schools that don't have many runners. We're performing well, and I think that's going to bode really well for us as we get into postseason. But they were 3 points behind West Marshall for fifth place out of that 12-team meet. So just a stellar performance again out of those guys. You know, probably the performance of the night came from Dom Deaver. So Dom had run 8-man the first 4 meets of the year, and then he was 7-man, popped down to 8th-man. He was 3rd-man. He ran with a new desire to be his best, and so just super proud of that. You love that when they're first year runner, but when they're first year senior, you want to see them have that success because they gave something up to be there. And so I'm super super happy with him and with that as well. But you know, they just fight every day. So you think about those meets up at Indianola. Lincoln beat us by 62 points, and we were able to come back on them and beat them pretty handily. Was it 28 points? It's pretty early to do math, but so I'm just super happy with the guys' team, and I just love the way they smile when they're done running and before they run. Not so much when they're running, but that's good. They're focused on what they're doing. Just super happy, you know, with those guys and Dylan Reno and Guy Sample and Ben Wilson and, you know, a couple of freshmen in there again, Wyatt Ewell and Camden Lehart. And then, of course, we talk about our junior senior leader, Cole Wilson. And, you know, he popped off some really big meets. He was number 5 for us. And the people who know Cole, you know, you understand that running's not a gift he was given. He's gone out and he's earned every one of that with his guts and his work ethic. So really powerful week on the guys' team. Same on the girls' team. The girls, you know, same competition there. And as I look at the numbers on the girls' team, I'm just kind of shocked a little bit. You know, we went 2-3 with McKenna and Paige, and Serene Thompson maybe had the best race she's run all season. She was top 10 at 7th place. Reagan Carter went top 15. Olivia was in the top 20. And looking at the numbers, our number 5 runner would have placed points on every other team that was at the meet. Our number 4 runner would have done the same. So when you think about that, you know, they would have... And they're obviously they're scoring the points for us. So Reagan Carter again just running crazy good for being a first year cross country runner in that 4 spot, and Olivia Sheffield, you know, she's got some spark and desire in her that's good. And then we have that group that's behind them: Lily Buckingham and Sophie Heeman and Aaliyah Hood. So those top 8 really just power through those meets. But won the meet for the score 38. Oskaloosa was second.
Yeah, 24 points.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good separation.
Pretty good stuff, right? You know, as I watched it, I tried to do math in my head, and then I confused myself because another squirrel runs by. But
well, I wish you would have went out and, you know, competed against teams, you know. I mean, you know, it's Marshalltown, West Marshall, Valley, Des Moines, Lincoln. You just could have found an Oskaloosa, so just some teams, you know, a little bit better competition would have been okay.
And I'll tell you, I really like
that. That's called sarcasm, Shane.
Yes.
And I don't know if
I really liked our schedule this year. And we've only got 2 meets left. We've got 1 more regular season meet, conference, and then, you know, then it's time for the big dance. So I'm excited where we are. I'm excited at how hard we're still working day in and day out. And, you know, the desire they have for each other is really powerful. And, you know, all this stuff isn't happening just because of myself. You know, Coach Atwood this week was taking some split times for practices, and Coach Beal the same, Coach Buckingham. So I think we offered, I don't know, 17 different times you could run just because, you know, homecoming's big.
Right, you wanted, to enjoy celebrate everything.
That. Right. And so we tried to do some work around that. And so that was fantastic. And then, you know, the parents in the program really helped me out because I forget more things than I can remember, right? And they're super gentle with me and understanding that I'm old and forgetful. So they bring the snacks and the water, and they make sure that I've put the information out. I just love the parent group that we have, you know, this year, like every year, but this year's parent group has been really fun to be around and work with. And, you know, big thanks to Eric Lehart. You know, he's an enthusiastic dad is what he calls it, but he's another coach on that staff. People hear him, and I can't stay with him at meets anymore. He's still pretty spry for as old as he's starting to get. So Coach Lehart, we appreciate that. Coach Passett, you know, helping out where he can too. So we're just having a great year. We go down to Centerville, and again, we're going to see number 5 ranked 3A Fort Madison on the girls' side. And so it'll be a little bit of a meat grinder on the guys' side again, which is what we want. You know, because then when we get to conference meeting, we get to postseason, we're used to that. And so that's pretty awesome.
Well, Ribeyes out at Hy-Vee, the old meat grinder right now, they're having a special on ribeyes. That sounds like a nice treat for you today, Coach.
I would love to go get me a ribeye.
Coach, congratulations. Another great week. Can't wait. It'll be fast. And right back here, we'll be talking about that final progression into the postseason.
Yeah, I sure appreciate it. Hey, thanks for what you guys do. Go Big Blue.
All right, and a shout-out to Dave Perry as well. Great news there. You know, Shane, he's a tough guy.
Yep. And Olivia
Sheffield,
if I got my information right, I didn't go to the Powder Puff game, but I think Olivia Sheffield showed off some of them running skills at that game.
From what I heard, she made a mark on the team last night, or on the game, the Powder Puff game. All right, we're going to talk some football when we come back. Coach Huber's in the house. Hawk Cyclone fans, you don't want to go anywhere. We're going to talk some Hawk and Cyclone football. Bill Sills will join us at CycloneReport.com, and Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. And then we'll talk some football with the guys right here as they're getting their breakfast in at Hardee's. That's how you do it here, Shane Holmes.
Yeah. Hey, start your day every day.
You know that? You might answer that. That's my phone. All right, we'll take a quick time out. We're coming back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Keep your guns, ammunition, and valuables secure with Sports Field Gun Safes. We have multiple sizes available to fit your needs. The spacious interiors are fully carpeted to protect against scratches and include adjustable side shelves to suit your storage needs. Save big on Sports Field at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. You're invited to participate in our special Co-op Month contest now through October 31st. Simply share a note with us, whether it's a question, concern, or something you love about your cooperative, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a MECO electric grill. Visit us at our location in Albia and complete the coupon, or visit cvrac.com and fill out our online form. This is a fun way to celebrate National Co-op Month and get involved with your cooperative, and we can't wait to hear from you.
But you don't want to go in to the Haunted Cornfield at Dandy Farms in Knoxville. October 18th and 19th, October 25th and 26th, when the sun goes down until 11 p.m. Buy your tickets now at dandyfarms.com.
It's the All Southern Iowa STEM Fest this Saturday, October 5th from 10 to 2 at the Wayne County Fairgrounds in Corden. With 40 exhibitors showcasing exciting interactive exhibits, you'll explore, create, make, and learn with hands-on STEM activities designed for all ages. Bring the whole family for a day of innovation and imagination. It's the All Southern Iowa STEM Fest this Saturday, October 5th from 10 to 2 at the Wayne County Fairgrounds with free admission and lunch. Sponsored by East Penn Hy-Vee and ByHeart from Drake University.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
Welcome back into the fastest hour on all radio. Shane, that game went really fast last night, and we ran into a halftime, and I don't know what they did in the halftime pep talk, but wow, did this team come out and 35 points in about 10 minutes.
I think it might have been the celebrity dancers out there that got them fired.
Good
up,
point,
that,
yeah.
That was quite the show.
That may have been the spark that lit this fire, but Coach Justin, you're here to join us. Coach, a great week to celebrate our kids, community, and the school, capped off with a tremendous second half.
Yeah, it was a great week for all the community and everything and the kids. But a big shout-out to our Hall of Famers and Mr. Perry. You know, hopefully he's getting well and stuff. I know he'd love to be there last night. And, you know, just all the classes and everything back. It's just a great week for the community and having a good homecoming. Everyone was safe. So we're excited. And, hey, you know what? Another great season for the Demons in the homecoming.
We got five guys. I'm pretty good at this math stuff here this morning. And got five guys to talk to here in a few seconds. But it was a complete lineup of people who contributed last night. I say this over and over again, the number of weapons, the number of guys you have that you guys can go to offensively, but it's both sides of the football. This is a full team effort last night.
Right, and I think you can even go with special teams with that as well, too. I mean,
two special teams turnovers. That's... Wow.
Yeah, no, our kids played really well last night. I'm really proud of them. And you know what? That's just the effort we know we can have out there, and I know we can score points. And last night we finally got to see that. So just super proud of our kids to get the homecoming win, and it was just a great night for the Demons.
I love that drawn up onside kick you guys did. That line drive to the that was drawn up.
That was not a drawn up onside kick. That was supposed to be just a squib. We are not that type.
Hey,
of
Hey, coach,
team.
When
we're
put the ball on the tee for you, just hit it off. All right, that was all
was not designed,
Mikey Haluska,
so.
Coach Haluska design play.
No, it was not. That was just kick it, and it didn't go the way we wanted it to. I love our kicker to death, but that was not. Now, they don't really want to do that.
The only thing I can say is to Shane's point in his what's called sarcasm. I'm learning that word today.
But what was great about that is, you know, sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce your way. We've had a night or two like that.
Yes,
but that
have.
Night it was. And you guys, you know, at least Baker over there was
and when the ball bounces
right.
your way, you got to be cognitive enough to grab the moment.
And that's exactly right. Our kids did what they were trained to do of getting on the ball. So we can't do anything about that. Our kids played football, and that's the way it is. But, no, just super proud of our kids and just how hard they played last night. It was a fun game. It was a fun way to get home. It was exciting. Had a good time with the boys.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a person that didn't show up there. Now, if you you were rooting for the guys in the white and maroon, you know, it would have been a rough second half. But for the homecoming crowd last night, Shane, it was a full night of entertainment.
They were entertained, for sure.
Coach, 35 points in about 10 minutes. This offense has been so close to breaking through. The first half, I think there was at least two more scores that were left on the table. And so there's going to be lots of room for improvement, no doubt about it. But I think this offense finally felt like it pushed through to where it could be. And maybe just not even a full glimpse of what I think this team is capable of.
Right. I think, that, like you said, there's a lot left out there we can do. And our defense set us up in great field position all night for the offense score. And you know what? We took advantage of those situations. But the offense last night, you know, I was just really proud to see our kids be able to put those points up. We know we've talked about all year that they can do it, and it finally just clicked. And when everything's clicking just right, good things are going to happen.
Well, Coach, we're going to talk to some of the guys here. But I want to set up West Burlington Notre Dame, or West Burlington, really good football program. Two tremendous athletes. You got two guys you got to corral, and if you can corral them, and you're putting yourself in a place where you maybe not talking about getting into the postseason, but hosting in the postseason.
Right, you know, like we've always talked, we're going to take one game at a time. We'll look at film at them, especially tomorrow when our coaches meeting. But you know what? They got some fast kids. They're going to be physical, but they're not huge. But you know what? We're going to take one game at a time. And like I said, like you just said, there's two really fast kids on that team. They're really good. We contain them. We're probably going to be in pretty good shape.
Well, let's go talk to some of the guys. Let's start with the Georgetown bell ringer. We didn't talk much about it on the air because we didn't want anybody to know, but you've been struggling a little bit with a sore ankle. Didn't know it last night watching you play, though.
Yeah, I kind of rested all week. I took a couple days off practice, just let it rest, and came out. It felt pretty good last night, so just hopefully keep it rested up.
Getting a big win homecoming senior year, that means a whole bunch, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was fun. Had a fun week, TP and everything, and then capping it off with a big win. It was quite the entertainment.
This offense, Mr. Pickrell, Connor Pickrell over there, this offense has been on the verge of showing it's not good. It has a chance to be great. And, boy, in 10 minutes, you guys put up 35 points. And there was times when I was worried you were going to trip over one of the yard lines because you were so wide open.
Thursday night, I shaved the stash off my face. I think that kind of helped me.
That was a difference maker right there.
I think that kind of helped me a lot.
Did Grant help you do that?
No, actually. It's just me. It just helped me with aerodynamics, getting to the open field.
You know, that's one of the things I learned as performing the Ironman. And when I bike, I need to shave my legs. And so, yeah. But I should probably don't make it fast like you.
Hey,
this how good can this offense be?
Oh, it can be even better than last night.
Getting a win like this, getting some confidence, you're going into next week and putting yourself in a position where you guys have a chance to tell the coach, we're not talking about making the playoffs, we're talking about hosting.
Yeah, that would be exciting if we could do that.
All right, the king is in the house. You see this?
King! Yeah, wow.
Yeah, we didn't even, you know, yesterday morning I had no idea it was King. I roll in to the festivities and there he is, Kasen Baker. Kingmaker. Yeah, Kingmaker. There we go. Eventually I'm going to get something.
Another nickname.
Yeah, hey, congratulations. And heads up on that onside kick you guys drew up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was absolutely designed. I don't know what Huber's talking about. He even went out there himself. He's like, hey, we need this ball back.
Hey, you know, I want to talk a little bit, obviously a big win for you guys last night. And, again, just looking around the team, so many guys contribute in so many different ways. This is not a one-man show. This is a team effort.
For sure. I mean, offense, defense, and special teams all clicked last night. We had a lot of distractions this week with homecoming week, and we all pulled together for the game. Scoreboard shows that. I mean, we couldn't have done it without everyone out there on the field.
The guy next to you, man, did he have a night or what?
I couldn't be prouder of him.
Archer, man, man, everybody had big nights, but I got to tell you, early on, I was calling your name often. It was you had a big, and I call it his senior moment.
Yeah, it was exciting to.
Not like Coach Huber's senior moments, but your senior moment.
Yeah, I was excited to get that big play. I'm surprised Cooper didn't come in from the sideline and get a flag on it or something. But yeah, it was exciting.
You know, you got that corner turned and saw that green grass ahead of you, man. Did your eyes light up? Did that look like an open basket on a breakaway on the basketball court?
That's exactly what it looked like. And thanks to my good friend Connor Pickrell and Matthew. They had good blocks.
You know,
blocks.
That's one of the things I think you guys have really taken to heart is, man, you're aggressive on the outside of blocking for each other. That, too, is a contagious thing.
Yeah, especially on a lot of the screens we run, we gotta have good blocks on either any of them we have. So that's good to be aggressive.
Grant Powers behind us, defense just being nasty up front. Those are some big dudes back there running the ball last night. I mean, 230, 215 pounds. You and when they're standing next to you and they don't look small, that they're big.
Hey, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Hear that voice? He's trying to take my job.
Wow.
Talk about you know, you have to stay alignment defense when they're running those when they're running that type of offense, and you got the give and they're reading off of you guys. You got to stay disciplined. You can't get too deep, and you got to stay home. It's not just a physical aspect, but you also got to be wise defensively.
Yes, sir. I think we all played very well up front last night. Didn't have to leave it up to our backers, and we got in there before they even needed to.
All right, one last thing I want to drop to all of you. Last night you had a dedication night, and it was powerful. And I think, you know, all of you guys had really important people in your life. And I just think, to me, it was we left it on the entire time, and it was a really passionate thing. And you guys really took and wrote your hearts into your letters last night.
Yeah, I mean, this was a huge game, and it capped off with dedication night. I mean, this is a perfect game to dedicate to. We had an amazing game. We all played good, everybody, and there's nothing better than getting to be with your loved ones after the game and dedicating it to them.
Shane?
Yeah, it takes a family, you know. It takes a lot of people. You got your coaches and your family members, and I thought all of them were very well written, and it's a great tradition. I'm glad Hebrews kept it going, and I hope it continues for a long time.
Yeah, congratulations, and if you can't tell why these guys are so good, they're pretty smart guys as well. So, hey, thanks so much, gentlemen. Thanks for the entertainment, Pickrell, what do you have something left for us?
Well, Spencer Madison isn't here today.
Yeah, where did he sleep?
He usually goes the tradition of saying, "Roll Demon!"
We'll drop the mic on that one. We'll be right back. All right, Cyclone fans, you got a big one today. Baylor and the Cyclones, can they stay undefeated? Well, Mr. Archer's sporting his ketchup and mustard this morning here, and we'll talk with Bill Seals when we come back. Hawk fans, we'll have your fix too as Tom Kickrell joins us right after this timeout.
High performance isn't just on the racetrack. Let Sinclair Tractor introduce you to the John Deere P-Series skid steer and compact track loaders, offering more power, more on-site flexibility, and more comfort for the driver, all to get you across the finish line first. With so many locations throughout eastern Iowa, Sinclair Tractor has the equipment and attachments you need to get the job done right, and in record time, too. Visit us at SinclairTractor.com today and see how you can increase your team's performance.
Struggling to find time for a doctor's appointment during your busy week? At LCHC Medical Clinic, we've got you covered with extended hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. No more rushing from work or squeezing in appointments during your lunch break. Convenience meets quality care, making it easier for you to prioritize your health. Call us today at 641-774-8103 or visit lchcia.com to request an appointment. Lucas County Health Center. Better health starts here.
Craig Ford is more than just the name of our business. It's my name and my reputation. Craig Ford is committed to providing you with the highest in customer service and the peace of mind in knowing we won't be beat on price. Check out our website at craigford.com and compare our prices with our competitors. Craig Ford won't be beat on price. Let me say that one more time. Craig Ford won't be beat on price.
Wow! That's the expression most people say when they go into Franklin Street Clothing in Pella, Iowa. You know, Mike is waiting there, and they have 5,000 pairs of Levi jeans, Docker jeans, Levi's that you can't find today. Mike has them all, and your size. Plus, they carry non-Bush shoes. They carry clothes for women, for children, right downtown Pella. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6, Thursday nights till 8, Saturday 9 to 5. Franklin Street Clothing in downtown Pella.
Streaming our signal around the world at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. We're going to check in for all you Cyclone junkies. It's time to jump on the phone lines and get your fix with Dr. Philgood himself, Bill Seals, CycloneReport.com. Bill, welcome in, buddy, and got a long old day to think about all this that's ahead of the Cyclones today at 6:30 kickoff, a game that the audience can catch right here with the pregame starting at 5 o'clock. And, but, Bill, this is a big one.
Yeah, it is. It is an opportunity for Iowa State to improve to 5-0 to start a season for the first time in 44 years. So in a whiteout game tonight up in Ames, it's going to be a sold-out, a packed house, as your listeners, I'm sure, will be able to hear across the airwaves as well. Should be quite an environment.
Hey, Shane Holmes here. Bill, I tell you what. Coach Campbell, he just does everything right. I tell you, you know, he gives a lot of coach speak, so I'm sure that can be kind of hard on a reporter with him, but his actions just speak louder than words. And I love that he's dedicating or doing a dedication tonight to coach of?
McCarty.
McCarty.
Is that right? I think I have it right. Is that correct?
But, yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm a big Hawkeye fan, so I always think of the Hawkeye program as Hayden Fry. But I think as successful as Campbell is, I kind of think McCarty's kind of that figure for Iowa State fans. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. There's probably no successful Matt Campbell era if there's not what Dan McCarty was able to do before then and what he was able to do. You know, so many years with Iowa State, it was all about doing more with less. It still is, and I think in some respects with Iowa State, you look at like the NIL and all that stuff going on, it's still a little bit about that, but the facilities wise, the Cyclones stack up with any of them now, and I think that Dan McCarty, what he was able to get done when he was there, kind of got the ball rolling and certainly laid the foundation for Matt Campbell and his 9 seasons in Ames. Matt has brought that up pretty frequently, that there's no him if there wasn't what Coach Mack was able to do.
And to add on to that, I think Jamie Pollard will also be the shining star of athletic directors, maybe not just with Iowa State, but all around, because he's a tough one to beat. He's done a lot for that program.
Yeah, it really, you know, he's the budget thing. You know, first and foremost, I think you look at so many of those other schools that are in budget trouble. Arizona, I think one of those that comes to mind, one of the new teams in or programs in the Big 12, and what he's been able to do budget-wise in Iowa State every year, they're operating like they should responsibly. And the facility stuff that he's been able to get done with Coach Campbell over the last few years, you know, the Stark Performance Center, so many times when I talk to recruits, that gets brought up, and everything there is to offer, and it's all under one roof, and it hasn't always been that way. Certainly wasn't when Jamie came on board, and then he's going to be, I would imagine he's going to be around long enough, maybe a few more years, to see through Jamie World, also known as Stytown there at Iowa State on the campus, and that's going to be, I think, kind of the crown jewel of Jamie's tenure there at ISU.
Well, Baylor, kind of like that box of chocolate there that Forrest Gump has. You just really don't know what you're going to get. I think this is a better football team than people sometimes give them credit, but I can't figure this team out yet.
Yeah, well, I think what you're going to get is probably not a team that's real good in the first half. You know, that's certainly been evident, I think, in the two, at least here the last couple weeks, in those two Big 12 games. They were able to come back and almost win against Colorado. They scored that touchdown late, I think 4 or 5 minutes left to go, forced overtime, ended up losing. And then against BYU, a huge deficit in that game, they were able to come back. So in Iowa State, maybe to an extent in that regard, a mirror image. The Cyclones haven't been at their best through some slow starts in games this season. They've been able to hit their stride, 3-0 up against Houston last week, and end up just blowing them out in the second half. So it's going to be interesting. You know, so many times in these games, whoever starts first or whoever gets off to the best start is going to be the one that prevails. But this game pitting a couple teams that haven't got off to the best of starts, so I think the Cyclones going to look to try and do that today and get the upper hand against Baylor. And as you mentioned, Jason, certainly a tough team to figure out because they've got the talent. They've got a veteran team, some guys that even played on that Big 12 championship game that's not too far removed. So I think they've got the personnel, maybe just haven't put it all together yet.
All right, Bill, those Cyclone junkies that need to get their fix, where can they catch it at? And then where will you what will you be writing about if the Cyclones win today?
Well, again, I think first and foremost, CycloneReport.com. It's the Iowa State site on the Rivals Network of Team sites. You can sign up for a monthly or an annual membership. And I think the keys to victory here for Iowa State tonight, they need to continue to get some balance on the offensive side. They've gone for over 200 yards rushing now in two straight games. That had been kind of a problem area to open the year, but that's really come together. They need to continue to do that. And then I think defensively, with Baylor, what they've done, I believe the Cyclones are going to have some success against the run in this game. Baylor's been okay there. That's probably an area teams are going to look to exploit the Cyclones, but I think on the ground, Iowa State should be able to get the upper hand. They will need to here tonight. So rushing the ball, stopping the run, two keys, I think, to tonight's game. And then special teams-wise, let's not overlook that. Baylor's got an Iowa-esque punter right now, the nation's leader. He had two over 70 yards last week. So this is a guy that can help Baylor win that field position battle. And if it's a close game, certainly could be a factor. And they've also got a return man that's gone for a touchdown as well. So Cyclones going to need to hold their own on special teams as well to prevail this evening.
Well, folks, that is Bill Sills. You want all the inside information, that's where you go, CycloneReport.com. And, Shane, he is the Dr. Feelgood for our Cyclone counterpart junkies.
Yeah, boy, the Cyclones are having a great season. I think that continues tonight, so you got to be excited if you're a Cyclone fan.
Bill, have a great one, friend, and we'll talk with you again real soon. CycloneReport.com. All right, a quick timeout. We're coming right back. And Tom Caker's going to join us. Is there a recipe for a Hawkeye... Shane, let's just call it a miracle.
We have Iowa has not won since 87. Is tonight the night, though?
Well, let's find out when we come back. Tom Caker, hopefully he'll tell us, you Hawkeye junkies, what it's going to be for a Hawkeye victory this afternoon at 2:30.
Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
My whole business just went up in flames. But my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan. I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance, they made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Good Hawkeye fans, we've got him on the phone lines right now, and Shane, we're going to need something to feel good because this is a monumental task the Hawks got in front of them. Ohio State and the Hawks at 2:30, and Tom Cakert joining us from HawkeyeReport.com. And Tom, from the infamous words of Lloyd Christmas, you're saying there's a chance.
There's always a chance. You know,
well, convince us that we are not just looking for moral victories today.
No, I you know, you never know. I'll go back to 2017 again, game in Iowa City, so different venue and everything. But, Iowa was 17, 18 point dogs in that game and ended up scoring 55 points and winning 55-24. I mean, things can happen. Weird things happen in football games. If Iowa can get a couple turnovers and a short field and they get a cash in on their opportunities and can't settle for field goals, got to score touchdowns. You do those things and you kind of grind it out a little bit and limit their possessions, you know, play a 10-possession type game where, Ohio State just doesn't get the ball that much. You got a shot. And that's all you ask for. And, odds are they're not going to win, but you got a shot.
Tom Caker, this is Shane Holmes here. The one glimmer of hope is Ohio State has not seen a defense like the Hawkeyes yet this season, I don't believe. Do you?
Yeah, I don't. I think that's probably right. And here's the other thing. You look back at the box score, first half against Michigan State last week up in East Lansing, Michigan State moved the ball on them. They were in the red zone four times in the first half, and one time they turned it over on downs, trying to go for it on a fourth and one from the 20, and two other times they fumbled inside the 10-yard line. So they moved the ball on Ohio State. So they didn't in the second half. They got 55 total yards, but they've shown some vulnerabilities where you could move the ball on them. Offensively, though, boy, they're a beast. With their three wide receivers, top three wide receivers, are all probably potentially number ones on probably about 70% of the Big Ten teams, including their third guy, Carnell Tate, probably a one on 70% of the Big Ten teams, I would think. Iowa's got Caleb Johnson. They've got two Caleb Johnsons. Trevion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins would be Caleb Johnson. They would just be tearing it up. I mean, it's nothing against Caleb. It's just those guys are just incredibly talented running backs.
Well, Tom, I go back to 2017, and it wasn't necessarily a coming out party, but it certainly was we've got the two best tight ends in the country party at the end of it. The tight end has been missing in action.
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet, I would say. This will be a big game for Luke Lachey. He admitted, his dad, Jim, is the radio analyst for Ohio State. He's a former Buckeye. Luke grew up here in Columbus, so this is a special place for him. He admitted the other day that the last time they played here in 22, that he was nervous, and he let those nerves get the best of him. He feels like he'll be better suited to perform well in this game, but they haven't. He just doesn't look like the Luke Lachey we saw before his ankle injury yet. And he's got to pick it up a little bit, I think. And I think Anson Ostrenga's got to pick it up. I look for, like, maybe a Zach Ortworth kind of play, shades of, like, it was 2013 when Jake Doozy had a huge play at Ohio State. So maybe they'll pull something like that with him.
Well, the history of tight ends making big plays at the horseshoe to pull off victories, that goes
Alan
all the way
Croft.
Back into, absolutely. And so I think that's got to be part of the recipe. Well, the inside information is where, that's why people go to your site, Tom. One of those message board links said, Will Howard game time decision.
I don't.
Is there any meat to that?
I checked it. I don't know anything about, injury situations with Ohio State, not dialed in with them at all, but I asked some Ohio State guys that I know that cover the team, and they think he's playing. So, they were kind of surprised when they hear about the game time decision stuff. So, I would suspect he's going to be out there.
I think I'll let you run with this. Disruption in the passing game, making it difficult for the quarterback to get the throw off to those receivers, and disruption making contact at the line of scrimmage, making those wide receivers. I think that's got to be a formula if you want to. You're not going to stop Ohio State, but you just want to slow them down long enough that they're not scoring on every play.
Yeah, I think that's right. That's a big thing. That they have not faced a ton of pressure this year, especially Will Howard has not faced a ton of pressure. And I've got a few K-State people in my life who were actually kind of happy that Will Howard was leaving.
Yeah, didn't you think that was kind of strange? I've got those same vibes, and I was kind of taken back by that because I thought, well, that's going to be a big hit, and this is going to be Ohio State getting another
K-State people were just like, hey, adios, adios. They were just like, go ahead and head out the door. It just, that was their, their feeling on things. And they, you know, I talked to one of them this week, and he's like, yeah, he never really handled pressure all that great. He just kind of, that's when he made his, like a lot of quarterbacks, they make their most mistakes when they're under pressure. And he said that was very much so with Will Howard, that he would could make some bad mistakes when he got pressure. So I was going to have to figure out a way to get pressure and without giving up their coverage. And they can't give up the big plays. I mean, that's just the huge thing with this team, because they're just so talented on the outside with their wide receiver. You can't give up big plays, because, you know, Jeremiah Smith, we saw the catch he made last week. You know, one-handed catch in traffic. Come on. I mean, that kid's ridiculous.
Tom, with the 12-man or the 12-team playoff, you never just want to root for a close game, but is that kind of an important thing now? You know, Iowa's got to go out. A win would be phenomenal, but they have to keep it close to just keep their hunt in this race of a, you know, with a two-loss chance at making the playoffs.
Yeah. It's, you know, the cosmetic side of college football comes into play. It always does. It always will. And I think it's one thing you got to think about is how is this going to look cosmetically? And because if you lose 54-10, when you're kind of weaving through all of those looks at comparing with other teams that might be 10-2, if you get to 10-2, you're going to, that's a wart. You know, it's going to be like, boy, the one time they played a really, really good team on the road, they got blown out. So you want to keep it cosmetically close if you can. If you're going to lose, you know, you want to make it look good, and that might impress some people, especially if Ohio State goes on to be undefeated. You know, if they go out to Oregon and win next week, and then that close loss looks even better down the road. And here's the other thing, you know, people were like, well, if they lose to Ohio State, it's over, it's done. And I'm like, no, that's just one loss in conference play. Everything is still on the table. You go out and run the table in the rest of the Big Ten games, and you're in the conversation to get back to Indianapolis with one loss.
Well, Tom, I'm hoping everything that fills up your message boards is positive and full of joy at about 6:30 tonight. Your on-site app is fantastic. Hawkeye fans need to go get their fix.
Yeah. We've got, for those who are listening, we've got a 50% off thing going this week. So if you want to sign up, 50% off, half price for the first year, get that done this weekend and come join us.
Tom, I hope lots of smiles, but either way, you're going to be a busy, busy boy come tomorrow. So thanks for joining us this morning, Tom, and have a great Saturday.
All right, thanks.
Tom Caker, HawkeyeReport.com. Shane.
I do feel better now.
I do.
Yeah. You gave me a little bit of hope there.
I'm excited for the cyclists. We got a full day.
Right.
Full day.
It's like they're televising this just for the people here in Iowa, because one game at 2:30 and then the other one at 6:30, so you can catch them both.
And of course, you can catch it right here, your Cyclone, the home of the Cyclones. And tomorrow, this is football weekend. Starts on Friday morning at 7 o'clock, and we'll leave football alone maybe tomorrow night, sometime around 7 o'clock.
My favorite team, the Commanders, they actually have a team this year, so Sundays are full of football for me, too. I'm not done at 12:05.
Well, this is so long. Thanks to Jacob Briggs, best producer in the business. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner.
The only all-digital station